Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning. Welcome in Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. June is 30 days old. July on the docket. July 4th this weekend. And we've got a shirtless Danny Ruye in his laundry room today.
So what's going on this morning?
I thought we were doing shirtless Fridays.
I'll probably do that too. This was a last-minute wardrobe subtraction. I meant fully planned on wearing a shirt. In fact, I had a shirt on when I was one level up. But when food gets splattered from a bit of a temper tantrum, you just put that SOB in the laundry when you're in the laundry room, and that's what I did. So I'll get a shirt between breaks. We'll do shirtless Fridays. I'm not trying to break trend.
For me?
Well, I suppose you're right. It's more for me. It's weird to not have a shirt on doing radio, but I didn't have time to go back upstairs, fix the problem, go back upstairs, get a shirt, make sure I was down here for Van Halen. So I got it done right here. So apologies, you're seeing a lot. It's like a bearskin rug up here in this upper torso region. There's a lot of intertwined hair looking to make a message.
Clinton Portis is on the show at 11. Ross Tucker at 12:30. Chris Samuels at 1 o'clock. All three of those guys have some things in common. Among them, they played in the National Football League. At some point, they were Redskins, and they all either played directly for Joe Bugle as offensive linemen or benefited from his running games over the years. We could talk to each of those three guys about Cam Newton to Carolina and the latest in the NFL. We'll get a Bugs story or two. Portis at 11, Tucker at 12:30, Samuels at 1 o'clock on G&D. But we got to start with the Nats and with the news last night that two Nationals, 50% of the players in Major League Baseball who are not participating, there are only four right now, are current members of the Nationals. Oddly enough, three have longtime ties to Washington, D.C., because one of the other players is Ian Desmond, coincidentally. But the first two players in baseball that came out and said they would not play this year were Nats, and two of the four to this point will not play, based right here in Washington, D.C. Ryan Zimmerman, who penned a journal for the Associated Press saying he was considering not playing on Friday, he will turn down $740,000 of his upcoming $2 million prorated salary. He's got a baby that was just born. He's got a mother with MS. I cannot imagine any sane, right-minded person questioning, you know, how much he cares about baseball or whether or not he should be playing with his family circumstances. And then Joe Ross, I was a little bit more interested by this one because we didn't see this one coming. He is younger than Zim. He's, you know, prime of his career, prime of his physical health as a specimen. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he could play any pro sport. You put him on a basketball court or an NFL field or out on a golf link, he would look the part. Joe Ross not going to participate this season. His dad is a pediatrician. His mom is an ER nurse, so that might have something to do with it. But unlike Zim, who's made $137 million in his career and is turning down $740,000, he's going to be just fine. You know, Joe Ross, and I'll say only here, has only made $3.5 million and is turning down over $500,000. So you're talking about like 1/7 of the money he's made in the big leagues that he's saying no to, not to play. Those are the two Nats who have decided they will not participate.
And this is kind of what I was talking about yesterday when I said, now I'm surprised, frankly, there haven't been more numbers here, Grant, but the veteran that doesn't need this, a.k.a. Ryan Zimmerman. He's the perfect case in point here for someone that would say, you know what? This season may not just may not make sense. It may not be practical, right? Given his family situation, I think, as you said, any right-minded person can understand it. They might not agree, but good thing it's not up to you and that it's up to him. So all good there. But I anticipated there'd be more Joe Rosses, guys that we hadn't even considered. Like, if you'd given me a list of 100 names and Joe Ross was on that list, that never would have come up to me because you touched on it. That dude is was put on this earth to do a professional sport of some kind. Incredibly handsome, incredible shape. You know, if he'd sort of trained differently, he would be a wide receiver. If he trained differently, he'd be a two guard. You know what I mean? Just he's big, strapping, strong, and in great, great, great shape. And this is a big year for him, frankly. This year, this kind of next go-round for Joe Ross, are you a big leaguer? Are you a major league starter on a first division club? He had a great outing, I thought. He handled himself incredibly well when thrust into duty last second. When Max Scherzer was out at Nationals Park, I thought he handled himself really well. Held down a really good lineup to gave his team a chance to win. And this was going to be a big sort of growth year for him, kind of a prove it or lose it type year. And for him to walk away was really surprising to me.
I was shocked. I really was. His ERA has been over 5 the last 3 years. And so people will look at the loss of Joe Ross and maybe make jokes or say that the Nats don't need him. And it couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, he was their fifth starter. He was going to win, if he hadn't already, the competition to be in that rotation. You mentioned the start he made for Scherzer at Nats Park, which should also be noted, oh, by the way, that was Game 5 of the World Series. And I know you were just kind of assuming people remember that, and I'm sure that they do, but my point in just echoing your sentiments is, don't tell me this guy won't take the ball in a moment's notice, because we've seen it on the biggest stage in baseball. That was a grown man, basketballs hanging in your shorts kind of move, when he said, no worries, Max, I got you, dog. And he went out there and he made that start. It's still one of my favorite things from the postseason last year when Joe Ross comes out to go warm up in the bullpen and we're there doing our pre-show at Nats Park and he gets an ovation from 30,000 fans already in their seats who have, you know, waited for a home World Series game in D.C. since the night before when the Nats had lost. So they thought they were getting Max and they got Ross. And he ended up, as you said, pitching admirably against a great lineup, not a good situation with no prep. But he went
seven
out
innings.
He gutted through it. Joe Ross in that start?
Yeah, I think. I think
no
he went
chance.
Seven innings in that game.
I'll give you $100 if he went seven innings in that game.
Maybe I got it. Oh, maybe he pitched. You know what? Because I'm looking at playoff stats altogether. Maybe it's that because he pitched in relief another time in the World Series.
That makes more sense. Regardless.
He didn't go seven. Anyway, point is he was fine.
I don't want to take away from Joe Ross. But the point of the dude's story is, it was surprising to me, Danny, like you, to see this. Because you just said it. What a massive year this is for him. Now, maybe he feels like he's not acquitted well to go out there and to pitch a great season and to go into arbitration next year. But by not showing up, he pushes his free agency back a year. I mean, he now doesn't become a free agent till he's essentially 30 years old. Uh-huh. And in talking to a couple big leaguers, not on the Nats last night via text, they were all really surprised with the Ross decision, not so much the Zim decision. Zim, who may or may not play again, have a year or two left possibly, you know, has the young family and the mom with MS. But their point was for Ross to prioritize, and smartly perhaps, I mean, his health, he's obviously talking to his dad who's a doctor, his mom who's an ER nurse and has seen some things, but to push free agency back to 2022, now to 23, I think that was really surprising to people around baseball.
100%. And the profile of the, hey, this year isn't for me, you could absolutely picture it, right? It's someone that they themselves is, or might be immunocompromised, or someone that might be at greater risk, or somebody that, you know, where this infection would probably do a lot more damage to them than it would the regular in incredible shape, peak, you know, 1% of humanity in terms of physicality, right? Like your average Major League Baseball player. You could picture that guy. You could picture the family man that's maybe towards the end of his career that does not need 37% of way less than they were making 5 years ago. You know, you could picture that. There's a profile that you would say, yeah, I could see this person opting out. And you may be mad about it. You may not be mad about it. That's not really the issue. I'm just looking at who would fit the bill. again, this is what this is. I think you and I are saying the same thing. I'm surprised that Joe Ross is in that camp. I'm that really surprised me yesterday that was the case. I kind of don't know what else to say about it. I mean, again, I'm not besmirching the motivations. I'm not knocking him down for anything. It's each individual person's call, and it should be, by the way. But it's I was really surprised. I was taken aback at that because this would not have ever been somebody that this occurred to me for. Joe Ross, like, sort of seems to be remember the year where he had hurt himself and he kind of hung out with us during the postseason, you know, doing some pregame stuff, just kind of swung by, just always such a personable dude. That guy doesn't seem to be one of those dudes that's going, I'm really afraid of fill in the blank of anything. You know what I mean? Like, that is a happy-go-lucky, just, you know, bulldog on the mound and competitive, and he's got the same competitive juices that most big leaguers have. You don't get to that point without having some kind of drive and fire. But that guy has a I'm unconcerned sort of vibe to him. You know what I mean? Like, mid-20s, handsome as all heck, just sort of ready to take on the world. So that, again, that just there's a lot of reasons that his announcement surprised me.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anybody should judge him or is judging him, but it's okay, I think, to say, didn't see that coming.
Right, I didn't see it coming.
Which is what I did yesterday, by the way, and all the Snark McSnarkersons on Twitter and otherwise were very upset. I said, this is a surprise. I look forward to hearing the reason he's electing not to participate. And everyone said, I think the reason's pretty obvious. Maybe it's the global pandemic. It's
maybe.
Because he's not safe. You know, a lot of that. My point is, Zimmerman released a statement almost immediately, knowing that people would wonder, why are you not playing? And he said, hey, I've got a baby. My mom has MS. I've got some people close to me who probably would benefit with me not increasing the chances of COVID-19 coming into our home. Joe Ross, to my knowledge, has not released a statement. My point was, I'm wondering, is there a family member who's got some issues? Is there someone he doesn't want to risk infecting? Is it as simple as he doesn't want to get the coronavirus, which I totally understand? But the idea that wondering why he doesn't want to play is somehow ridiculous when as of this moment, is the only mid-20s player in Major League Baseball. There are hundreds of them, by the way. One of them has decided, you know what? This season's not for me. I'm not going to risk it. And I'm not telling you he shouldn't decide that, but I would be curious to hear his statement to see why he's not doing that. Ian Desmond decided last night he wasn't going to play, released a very thoughtful statement on Instagram. It's not just because of COVID-19, by the way. It's also because of social injustice and the fact that he thinks baseball's got a long way to go to help promote African-Americans in positions of power. Statement came out. Ryan Zimmerman, after a great deal of thought and given my family circumstances, three young children, including a newborn and a mother at high risk, I've decided not to participate in the 2020 season. To be clear, I'm not retiring at this time. I have not decided on my future in baseball past 2020, but this year I'll be staying safe at home and pulling as hard as anyone for the guys to defend our championship. Statement. All I was saying is, and I still feel this way, I'm very curious to see what Joe Ross says about deciding not to play. He might just say, my dad's a pediatrician. My mom's an ER nurse. I talk to them a lot about what's going on. This is a much bigger deal than people are making it, and it's not for me to risk right now for 60-game makeshift baseball season. It's not worth it. Cool. Totally get that. A lot of people won't, but I think plenty of people will say, good for you, Joe Ross. The Nats also released a statement. Mike Rizzo is standing by those two players. Will fans? Now, the Nats seem to get it. They're supporting Zimmerman and Ross. What about you guys? What's your reaction to those two players saying they will not participate this year? 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get to your calls next on Grant and Danny. Yesterday, we found out that the defending champion Washington Nationals will be without first baseman Ryan Zimmerman, starting pitcher Joe Ross. In and of itself, while a blow to the operation, obviously, that's kind of what you expect, I think, during this pandemic as you come back and you get ready for a 60-game season that is already kind of being questioned in terms of its legitimacy. I expected that a lot of players around the big leagues were going to do what Zim and Ross did. One of the reasons I think this is such a big story, though, Danny, only one other player until late last night in all of the major leagues had opted out, and that was Mike Leake, a veteran started pitcher with the Seattle Mariners. Ultimately, last evening, former Nat Ian Desmond released a lengthy Instagram post where he had a lot of very thoughtful takes on Major League Baseball and COVID-19 and social justice, and said he will not be playing either. He needs to be a dad. But correct me if I'm wrong, or tell me if you disagree. I think the fact that only four major leaguers so far, and maybe there are more coming, and maybe eventually the number is double that or triple that, but I would have guessed that there were a couple dozen, mid-20s,
yeah,
30 guys, something like that. If it's single digits or four or five and two are with the Nationals, that's a bigger story to me. That when they write all these stories now, and I read another one of them this morning, four major leaguers, including two Washington Nationals, 50% of the guys who aren't playing are in our backyard. It just made it more interesting that Zimmerman and Ross made this decision. I don't judge them at all. In Zim's case, I think I hate to say it's a no-brainer because I'm sure it took a lot of thought. But in Zim's case, with a brand-new baby and a mom who's got MS, and Danny, you can relate well to that and should speak to that.
Absolutely.
I don't know how anyone wouldn't understand his logic. Ross was way more interesting because we don't know of any kind of secondary issues going on there. But maybe it's as simple as his dad's a doctor, his mom's a nurse, and he knows and is very educated about the coronavirus and has decided it's not worth it. But don't you think the fact that only four players, and for most of yesterday only three players, decided they weren't going to play and two were Nationals, makes this seem a little bit like a bigger deal?
Yeah, and it should. And this is, it's a league-wide thing, but it's really, it's here. It's close to home. As you touched on with Zim, I've always said this about him, he is a really thoughtful person. And that extends in a lot of different ways. It extends for him being considerate. It extends for him having a view of things. And he's an informed guy who is, as I said, he considers all the angles, considers all the factors, right? So he's a guy that's got to take on, fans who were upset previously that the Capitals couldn't get past the second round. He's got a great opinion and a great take on that. You may disagree, but he's thought about it. Does that make sense? He's thinking about things in a way that a lot of people that are pro athletes don't necessarily, right? You can agree or disagree with how he goes about things, and that's your call, but he's thoughtful. So he's penned this piece for the AP. He's kind of tipped his hand. You could absolutely see this coming and where this was going. I'm frankly, and I'm with you, really surprised there aren't others. Zim's situation specifically is unique, but there's a lot of young married couples where the husband plays Major League Baseball, right? There's a lot of folks that, whether it's just someone in very near or near extended family, could absolutely have something. I mean, there's an awful lot of things running through our society at this point in terms of disease, autoimmune, or otherwise. So I'm surprised we haven't seen more. I think there will be more.
How about the players like David Dahl that have extenuating health circumstances in their own right who are just going to play? Ian Desmond's teammate. I mean, who are more at risk if they were to get this, of having major issues. And to our knowledge, what we know so far, I guess this could change today, they're all going to play. And everyone says, well, of course we know why Joe Ross isn't going to play. His dad's a doctor. And they're just assuming that that's why. Okay, probably. I would be interested to hear what he has to say. We had
nobody else
yesterday.
In the bigs. Yeah, nobody else in the bigs has a medical professional in their family. Nobody.
I would imagine somebody does. Yes, I would imagine someone has parents who put on that white jacket and go in and take people's temperatures. But my point is, Ian Desmond isn't playing. Okay, if he doesn't release a statement last night, everyone would have said, "I'd say, man, I'd be curious to hear from Ian Desmond as to why he's not playing. Maybe it's the global pandemic, idiot." And then he comes out with a statement saying, actually, this is a chance for me to create some social justice reform in my community, to be a father. He talks about clubhouses where they have homophobic and sexist and racist jokes and flat-out problems and a minority issue from the top down in baseball. So for him, this wasn't just about C-19. This was a chance for him to kind of send a message and create a larger statement, and that's what he's going to do. Let's go to Joe in Manassas on line one. Joe, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show as always.
Thank you, Joe.
I agree. You guys hit on all the topics. I mean, I don't see why Joe Ross, I mean, just because his parents work in the medical field, why he's thinking like this, unless they, I mean, they're thinking, you know, that it's way worse or something. But my whole thing, they should have the option. Like, I feel like everybody that I work with and, you know, everybody has the option of working from home or doing this and that. These guys are, you know, just for our entertainment purposes, we want them to be out there and we want the show to go on. But I do feel like on the backside, I think a lot of these players are going to come positive with this or have already been positive with the coronavirus. So I do think that we're just getting into that. And it's just everything's going to just multiply until there is no sports, man. And it's sad. I'm really sad about that.
I hope not, Joe. I mean, I hope there's no, you know, not a situation where there's no sports. Appreciate the call. But, yeah, there are going to be a ton of positive tests. I think we're all expecting that. To echo what you just said, though, and I think it's really, really important, Joe Ross didn't do anything wrong yesterday.
Right.
Ryan Zimmerman didn't do anything wrong. I mean, there are going to be two types of people on this. People who look foolish, angry at those players, and people who say, oh, wow, they're not playing. Interesting. Or good for them, or something like that, which is the camp that certainly I'm in. Joe Ross not wanting to play for the Nationals this year is his own right. You know what I've said from the beginning, Danny. This is dating back to when Sean
March.
Doolittle, probably 2 months ago, maybe into April, possibly even, you're right, into March.
This is,
you know,
March.
Originally posited his thoughts on, you know, playing during this pandemic. And my point was, whenever they come back, and I was hoping it'd be before now, but obviously, the world had other ideas, and this pandemic hasn't slowed. But my take was, everyone's going to have an opt-in or an opt-out. It's up to you. Ryan Zimmerman doesn't have to perform for me. I didn't buy some ticket and sit there on stage, and now someone's going to drag him out by his ear so he can tap dance while I sit there and clap. I mean, that's not what this is. So if he doesn't want to play because he has something going on at home, or doesn't want to play because he doesn't want to risk people at home, no problem. Just like Joe Ross not wanting to participate, if he's been better educated by the medical people in his home, or if there's some other reason he doesn't want to play, that's your prerogative. This is up to you. Now, they have to turn down a bunch of money. Zim is saying no to $740,000, and Ross is saying no thanks to $555,000. Zim might even be risking, who knows, whether or not he's going to get to play again in baseball, which would be awful if this is how he has to go out. And in Ross's case, he's pushing back free agency. So it's not like they're just doing this with no ill effects for their careers either, which should be remembered, I think, that this was a really difficult decision for these guys. It's not like it's just some massive win where they get to sit home and eat Twinkies now and get fat if they want to. I mean, this could linger for a while in terms of their careers.
So for me, I'm able to wear two hats. Selfishly, which I'm very good at being. I'm very good at being selfish. I would like Joe Ross and Ryan Zimmerman to be playing baseball for my entertainment, for my joy. I would like moments where they're on my screen and I get to clap like a seal remembering what they just gave me. You know, I want to spend 2020, whatever I get of it, whatever baseball I get from them, remembering and honoring and celebrating the World Series championship. That's what I want, selfishly. Now, when it comes to objectivity, looking at information, the balance sheet, everything you said is correct. Everything you said is 100% correct. Of course, this should be an opt-in. It's an opt-in generally, by the way. If you don't feel like playing, retire or walk away or, go to wherever you want to go and build a hospital. You could do whatever you want. Of course, that's the right thing to do. And it should be above reproach and above question. It won't be. A lot of Twitter tough guys will have a lot to say. But selfishly, I'd love to see them on the field. Unselfishly, objectively, as an analyst, whatever you want to call me, of course I understand that. And those decisions are personal and should be kept as such.
My favorite thing yesterday was, well, I just hope the nurses, or I just hope that, whatever the essential personnel is, doesn't make the decision that they don't want to work tomorrow. As if baseball is the same thing. As if going to play first base for the Nationals is saving lives and keeping the country afloat and keeping people alive. Because those two things can be equated. He's Danny, I'm Grant, you're listening to The Fan. Next, what about a reaction from a teammate? If you are Adam Eaton or Patrick Corbin, and you are risking getting the coronavirus, and in some way, I guess, indirectly, putting your family at risk, how are they going to react to their teammates not doing that? You're listening to G&D on 106.7 The Fan. Yesterday, four major leaguers, two Nationals, and a third former National. Of the four, 75% with direct ties to our backyard. And two of the four still here in Washington, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross, decided they would not be playing in Major League Baseball's 60-game reboot. Now, it's going to go without saying, I think, Danny, that players will all say the right thing, and maybe they think that too. I know this, though. If I'm trying to think of the most legitimate example I can for what we do, but if CK said, okay, Monday we want everyone back in the office, and somebody, pick your poison, I'll say me or you or whoever, one of the junkies, but someone just decided they're going to keep working from home during this COVID-19 situation because they weren't comfortable being there, you know that everyone would just be joning and talking trash behind their back and scoffing and laughing. Now, we work in not a real environment. Nobody's dressed up. It's kind of high school cafeteria-like in general, as I always say. But my point is, I wonder what the reaction will be behind the scenes for the players, these four for now, and maybe it ends up being 7 or 10 or 12, who knows. But whoever doesn't come back, because you're not necessarily special, I don't think, if you're one of these guys, assuming you don't have an issue internally, to having to put your family at risk. Now, Zim, I think, is in an extremely extenuating circumstance, and I think that's going to be really understood and well-received. I don't know how anyone could say, hey, your mom has MS, you wouldn't be able to see her till weeks after the season, what have you. If he just had a baby, he's one of probably hundreds of Major League Baseball players who have babies younger than 6 months old or whatever at this point. Joe Ross, I don't think has a kid, or it doesn't sound like has anyone in his family with that circumstance. So I do wonder, if I'm Adam Eaton, let's just say, to pick a player, or if I'm Michael A. Taylor, if I'm going, well, I'm risking the same stuff that you are, and I don't necessarily want to be here, but maybe the reason I am is to benefit the club or to play for the organization or to try to help these guys go get another title. Do you think there will be any resentment or animosity at all? Or do you think that we live in some perfect world where people are just going to have positive thoughts? Like, it's okay. Those guys don't have to play.
Yeah, it's Pleasantville. It's just fine. No, listen, here, this is the underbelly of this. Yeah, I think there'll be animosity. As misguided as it is, for an elder statesman, a family man like Zim, or if somebody else in a similar circumstance opts out, I think you'll have some grumbling from guys that are 23, 24 years old. Because we forget, they're by all accounts, grown-ups, they're adults, they're playing a professional sport, they're at the pinnacle of the world. But me at 22 and 23, a bit more sophomoric than I am at 40. Now, I'm still sophomoric, I'm still a clown shoe, but not like I was when I was 22. So if you're asking me to weigh on worldly issues as a 22-year-old, I probably wouldn't have had the same perspective that I have now as a father of two and a, a husband with a mortgage and bills and a bunch of other things, as opposed to a 22-year-old recent college graduate, you know? So, yeah, I think there's going to be some animosity. I do. And I think the guys that will receive it more are the Joe Rosses of the world from certain guys. Whether it's, you know, whether it's difference of opinion, whether it's, you know, who knows? I mean, I think there'll be this underbelly, Grant, of guys that'll say, this isn't about the pandemic. You just didn't want to play in this weird year, right? I think that's the sneaky part of this thing, is this sprint, this we're not going to be as ready as we normally would be. This is a highly unusual set of circumstances, this small sample. You don't want to play in this, and this is less about the pandemic. I think that's what a lot of people will say for the guys that opt out on this. Because, you know, I mean, for example, the skeptic would say to Ian Desmond, Ian Desmond has never had a good spring. Ian Desmond starts off slow every single year, with the exception, I think, of once in his career. Basically, in March and April, is a bad player when he was in Washington. And then, as the calendar gets warmer, you get to late May and June, he would go on tears and end up with a pretty decent season, all told. Well, if you're starting off the season, those 30, 40, 50 games, that's 90% of the season, and he might not play very well. So someone might believe that's why he's not playing more than anything else. Now, whether they're right or wrong, I don't know. You don't know the person's mind. But I do think that's going
to
be out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Interesting. I hadn't even thought about that as kind of a knock that people will bring forward. Here's what I know specific to Desmond, and you were around him too. He is one of the nicest,
a most tremendous guy,
genuine, decent professional athletes I've ever experienced.
Tremendous.
There
guy.
Are very few players in any sport, and in baseball specifically, that are like him, as accessible and as cordial as him. And I hate to say this because we have so many great relationships with the Nats, and the clubhouse is really, really good right now. And there are some true mensches and guys I love, from Doolittle to Eaton. I mean, really, the whole roster. You could run down 25 guys. Soto and Taylor and Zim's been awesome to the show. But my experience, dating back to being 10 years old in locker rooms, mm-hmm. over now 20-plus years, is that some of my most unpleasant experiences come in baseball clubhouses. That, you know, if you're looking for jerks sometimes, it's easier to find them in those clubhouses than in some of the other sports. That's my personal experience. That's not to say anything bad about many of the Nationals right now. But my point is this. If I'm ranking all the players I've ever been around, some of the true gentleman mensches like Lorenzo Alexander, like mm-hmm. Ian Desmond might headline that list, to be completely honest with you. He is just cut from a very rare, unbelievable cloth. And it's not surprising to me to see him doing what he is right now. And I think when you put the type of deposits in the bank that a guy like Desmond has over the mm-hmm. years with your teammates, that Zimmerman has, and I'm sure Ross has too, you know, Mike Leake I don't know as much about, but I think they just kind of go, all right, he's got to do his own thing. Let's move forward with who we got. And that animosity and that resentment maybe won't be there because you love that guy or you really like that guy. Now, I do think just from a longevity standpoint, what they've meant to the team, contributions, what have you, Zim's going to much easier be forgiven's not the right word, but probably looked at and they're not going to feel any certain way. Whereas if you're a younger guy who hasn't done as much, I think it's a very possible that you might have to answer some tough questions when you come back to the clubhouse, which is another reason, honestly, why I was a little bit surprised by the Ross decision, not to say that it was wrong. I just think it's tougher for him to do what he did probably than Zim.
Agreed.
Not only because of Zim's family life, but because Zim has earned the stripes, man. I mean, he has been there. He has done it. He's the longest tenured guy in the organization. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan at the top of the hour at 11, Clinton Portis. What does he think of Cam Newton of the New England Patriots? He knew Joe Bugle really well. Bugle 2.0, designing the running game for Portis and the Redskins. So we'll talk about that as well. G&D on The Fan. Portis joins us. We'll ask him about the late Joe Bugle. We'll also get his thoughts on some of the goings-on in the NFL. Eric Fetty and Austin Voth, those are the two arms who will likely now compete for the fifth starting job with Joe Ross no longer penciled in for the Nationals this season. I prefer Fetty, a former first-round pick, to Voth. I think he's got better stuff. Voth's fastball last year ticked up to 96 and got some big-time outs at the top of the strike zone.
He played up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he had a 3.30 ERA in 8 starts in 9 games last year, which you can comp to Fetty, who had a 4.5 in about 21 games and 12 starts. But Fetty really started to put it together and come on. He and Ross together, remember, when they were asked to keep the rotation afloat, when there were injuries to Max Scherzer in the second half of the season. I believe, though, and I'm pretty confident in this, and I'm going to double-check. I'm going to send a text off to somebody with the Nats right now. I think, though, Fetty has an option left, the 27-year-old, and Voth, who is 28, does not. And so I believe if the Nats make the decision for this 60-game sprint like they normally would, that you probably give Voth the first crack so that you don't, you know, basically risk losing him or blow the Fetty situation. I don't know if the 60-man roster makes it a whole lot different than how you would normally operate. But traditionally, that's what you would do. You would see who has options, who doesn't, and that would almost make the decision for you. I like Fetty a little more than Voth, but maybe Voth gets the call for that reason.
At that part of the roster, right, you're not doing that at shortstop. You're not doing that with Trey Turner. You're not doing that with Juan Soto. But at that phase of the roster where you're talking about, you know, the 20th to the 25th guy in a normal year, you got to play the option game. You know, it's not always fair, but it's basically where different guys are in their careers, right? You don't want to send down the player that you'll just lose for nothing, and you give him every opportunity, and, you know, you could sort of just be the guy. I mean, the case in point forever for the Nationals was Tyler Moore, it seemed like, right? At one point, after hitting, I think, 10 homers in part-time duty for the Nats in that 2012 season, you know, a couple years later, he was thanked by hitting for the Syracuse Sky Chiefs, you know, on a daily basis and taking shuttle planes up and down the East Coast to get back with the Nats and get a couple ABs and then head back. And that's just sort of the life there of that fringe major leaguer or that 4A players you're kind of talking about. But I don't know. I maybe like both a little bit more than you do. Fetty, I feel like this is maybe silly because they had a similar amount of innings and sample last year. But I feel like with Fetty, we've seen it. The sinker, the slider, you know, he's okay. I think Voth, there's still a little bit of upside. Maybe a couple starts have me biased there. But I think that one start, I think maybe against the Braves, where he was just blowing guys away with the high fastballs. And it was like, well, this is exciting. This is fun. I don't remember this guy necessarily being what he is, but I think either way, however you slice it, you're right. Though if that's the case in terms of options, they would give the first crack to the guy that doesn't have any.
Yeah, you mentioned bias. My bias on this is probably that Fetty was a first-round pick at a UNLV and was an elite-level prospect. Now, it hadn't been put together, and it hadn't worked out, but I went to his first start at Nats Park for his debut, jacked up like I am when the Nats call up any of their prospects, Lucas Giolito or otherwise. And Austin Voth didn't really get that treatment. And to that point, has never really been a high-end prospect in the organization. So am I holding that against him and kind of endorsing Fetty because of what he was in college and what he was early in his minor league career? Probably. And if you're Mike Rizzo, you just don't have that luxury. And you can't care about that, right? Our conversation on the Nats is always presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com. At first base, I'd say things are a little bit less in question because you have Howie Kendrick, who can play first. You have Eric Thames, luckily, who you signed, who can hit right-handed pitching at a great clip. He's a left-handed bat, so that could almost become, I don't want to say a true platoon, But it's a way to keep Howie Kendrick fresh if you want to do it that way. Uh-huh. In a 60-game sprint, I don't want him out of the lineup every single time you're taking on a right-hander, because last year he hit righties well over 300 anyway.
He hits everybody.
But Thames should play, for the most part, against righties, and then Howie can DH. You know, remember, you have the DH in the National uh-huh. League for the first time ever, so on those days when you're taking on a right-handed pitcher, which is the vast majority of the time, maybe Thames starts at first, Howie DHs. You can obviously play Howie at second and spell Starlin Castro occasionally if you want to do that or if something happens to him. But while they'll miss Zimmerman, and I think against left-handed pitching specifically, where you could have had him at first and Howie DHing, they'll really, really miss him. But you can make the case, as crazy as it is, just based on personnel that they have otherwise, that the Ross loss, if he was going to pitch decently, might be bigger just because of how uncertain things are with Fetty and Voth. Whereas you know Howie and Thames and Castro, those guys on the right side of the infield, will probably be fine.
Sure. The personality, the elder statesman, is the guy that they'll miss in the clubhouse more. But, yeah, on the field, just given where they are, just given the roster construction, you've got three, four guys on any given night, whether it's Cabrera, whether it's Kendrick, whether it's, you know, Castro, Thames, who you already touched on, who could DH, who could play first in a pinch. You got position flexibility because you've got a bunch of these veterans, and the Nationals have found the weak point in the market and added these guys when everyone else is jettisoning them like they're contaminated. But the Nationals have welcomed with open arms and got themselves a World Series because of it. So, yeah, you're better cushioned at that spot, a.k.a. first base against lefties, than you are, say, a number five starter where you've got some unproven there. And it's not as if Ross was a known commodity who was, you know, sort of guaranteed to produce, but someone that had the inside track with big league experience that has put up pretty good seasons. Yeah, that is a quote unquote bigger loss in terms of the spot and sort of the roster construction. I agree with you.
I thought he turned a corner at the end of last year too, and I know the Nats felt that way that they were.
His last start against Cleveland, last game of the year, he was terrific.
Yeah, they thought maybe his last 2 months really, the second half of the season, to kind of carry over. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Clinton Portis is on the show next. We'll ask him about Joe Buehler.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.